Following was a segment on WGEM Sports Center, weekday morning 7 to 9 on ESPN 1440.
Rick Gengebacher joining us from the Exchange Club. And Rick, thanks for joining us this morning. And the one thing about Memorial Day weekend, we know about Gus Macker, and there is an important aspect to it that, hey, we need some help, don't we? It's Gus Busters. Tell us about what it takes to be a Gus Buster.
Right. Well, we do need a lot of help on the Gus Busters. Those really are the ones that make it a great or, unfortunately, sometimes a bad weekend for the players. And we do need good people to do that. And what we offer is some little people in the area have probably done this over the years and said, oh, I need a break. Well, we'd like to invite all those people back. And basically what the Gus Buster is the person who on the lower courts is actually officiating the ball game. And then on the upper courts, you're basically, I don't want to say policing, but you're basically keeping the score. And if there's any disputes, you step in at that point in time. So it is a two-day, actually, you know, several years ago, it used to be simply a two-day commitment. And now we've kind of broken it down where you could just do Saturday if you want, or you could just do Sunday, but we'd like to have you both days. So we were trying to be flexible with that. But really, the Gus Busters are the whole key to the weekend.
Any age? I mean, what kind of, do you have to know, how knowledgeable do you need to be about the game? Kind of tell our listeners a little bit on what to expect if they do want to sign up.
You do have to have a basic knowledge of the game, and we'll work with you. We have a meeting on basically what you do is you commit to the Saturday and Sunday and a meeting on Friday evening in which we go over the rules, and we do give some basic officiating tips, if you will, to work on some things there. And so it does help if you know what a travel is, if you know, basically what an advantage gained is through a push or a slap or hit or something of that nature. Those always help, but you don't have to have be a high school official to come out here and do Gus Macker.
Rick Gengebacher joining his Exchange Club. Memorial Day weekend coming up. Gus Macker, Gus Busters are needed. And Rick, have you been a Gus Buster? You have, haven't you?
20-some years probably, yes.
A good story. Do you have one to tell us?
Many, but I'm not sure how many can be repeated over the air. It's a lot of fun. I know a lot of people think, oh, it's a headache and that, but I could tell you that if you have this is again for the player's perspective, if you have a Gus Buster who is really active and really works hard, it is a wonderful weekend for them. And I know for the Buster, if you're there and you develop relationships with them and you're working hard on these courts, it is a fun weekend and time really does fly by for that. And you're doing a community service as well.
People want to get signed up. People want to find out more, just know more information maybe. How do they get a hold of the right people and how do they begin to be involved?
Well, our Gus Buster headquarters this year is at Second String Music, Rodney Hart's
nice
place there at 100 North 5th Street. Rodney has applications to sign up right in there. And you can also give Rodney a call at 223-8008.
Rodney doesn't give any grief, does he, about this?
No, Rodney, he was on the Macker staff for a while. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he continues to be or what. Of course, I know he's got his own business there, and he's pretty darn busy with that. But he is very gracious to help us out, the Exchange Club, and allowing his place to be our drop-off point, so to speak, for the Gus Buster. And so we're very appreciative of that. And here's the deal. You can give us one day or you give us 2 days. We appreciate it. If you, for one day, $25. And if you do 2 days, you get $25 plus another $25 for $75 for the 2 days. And again, we know it's not all about the money. That's just a little way of saying thank you. We do feed you throughout the day. You get a T-shirt and I think at least a hat and a whistle. And like I said, you're not on a court by yourself. We have kind of the chain of command, if you will. We mm-hmm. have the Gus Busters who actually work the courts. And then for every so many courts, we have what we call Super Busters who will help out whenever they can. And then we have over that, we have Head Busters. So, if you have something, a big game, and you're a little nervous about, you talk to your super. The super comes over and helps, or the Head Busters will be over there to help throughout the weekend, walking around to see what problems we have or what concerns we can address with that. So it's not like we put you on a court and you're there by yourself. The goal is that you've got a support system there to help you and throughout the weekend and make it enjoyable for you as well.
Always find out more. WGM proud to be a part of Gus Macker again this year, or start this year at WGM.com/Macker. Mail-in date, move back. I know deadline's been extended to May 9th, online for May 12th. Rick, big thanks for joining us this morning, and I have to end it this way. I like to have fun with our guest as well, and there's some things on Twitter that I'd love to throw out, and there's two people that are on Twitter that you probably know well. One would be, their Twitter names are just Cass Gingin and Chrissy Gingin. Do you know these girls?
I've heard of them, yes.
I said one question to ask, and I'll let you guys ask it. So they're asking you a question via me. Is that okay?
I have a little heads up on this.
Dang it.
Yes, go ahead.
I'm a little awkward asking this question, I have to admit, but they said do it. The weirdness, I can blame on them. Ask him what he says to the mirror every morning.
Well, now let me qualify this. I only say it to the mirror if they are in the bathroom when I'm looking in the mirror. So it's not, I don't want people to think I do this by myself, but anytime they're in there, to get them a chuckle, a little laugh, and to get them going the right day, I always say to them, I say, it happened again, girls. And then they roll their eyes because they know what coming next is. I got better looking today than I was yesterday.
I love it. They said I would laugh at it. I would get a kick out of it, and that is good. Well done.
Every day.
Well done, Rick. Big thanks for joining us. Appreciate you stopping by Exchange Club. Can't thank what you guys do enough for Gus Macker. It's always a fun event. Looking forward to it.
Well, thank you for your help. We appreciate it.
Rick Ingenbacher stopping by Exchange Club. Be a Gus Buster. Stop by. Rodney Hart's place there. Second string music. Get an application. $75 if you do both days. Be a part of the weekend, Memorial Day weekend coming up.